It is time to welcome on our guest, Mark DeFries, the principal of St. Sophia Catholic College in Box Hill. He's the foundation principal. He's here with me right now. G'day, Mark.
Morning, Adam, and thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. And before we get an update on how the construction of the school is progressing, tell us how you've been coping during the pandemic.
Well, like everyone else, it's been really tough. I have to admit that, especially during the lockdown period. At the moment, we're not in lockdown, but when we were in lockdown prior to the last school holidays, it was very tough because, you know, the teachers had to prepare and teach in a different way. And fortunately, our college was prepared because we already had online learning in some parts. So our online learning program was a huge success because of that. Now that we're back to school, teaching face to face, it's a lot easier, but we still have the obligations to practice COVID safe practices.
Right. And I was going to talk about online learning a bit later, but since you brought it up, I will ask. Online learning, obviously something that has existed before, but there's been a heavy focus on it, you know, during the pandemic. So how did students find it, and how was it seen by staff?
Actually, the kids loved it.
Right.
Particularly, it was interesting because the students that loved it best were those that preferred to work by themselves. As you know, we have an open plan learning style at Santa Sophia, and it doesn't suit every kid. But the students really enjoyed it. They got, you know, once you got into routine and we had protocols that we had to enforce. So it was really good. I don't think you can have online learning solely in a school. For me, and what we practice at Santa Sophia is a combination of online learning and face to face, and we call that blended learning.
Well, I know for me that I was always a face to face fan because, you know, I got to interact with my teacher and was always, you know, you always had the person there if you needed a bit of help or assistance with something. But I think, you know, online, the fact that it's been, you know, heavily focused on in this time is going to help kids down the line. But however, for senior students, I do think year 11 and 12, you know, it's really hard, that online learning, particularly with the HSC coming up for many students very soon. But talking about the school in Box Hill, how's the construction going? And is it still on track for mid next year?
Yeah, construction is going really, really well. That's probably the most pleasing thing of you know, during this COVID period, is that the construction hasn't been affected. We're working with a very, very professional building company, and they work in 7 days a week. And at our last meeting, they actually said that they are ahead of schedule, so it all goes well.
That's great news. It's great to hear, and I'm looking forward to, hopefully I'll be able to get down there as well and have a look
when the
whole thing's built, so should be great there. Well, obviously, as the principal during this time, your job would have been affected. Was it affected too much during this COVID period?
Yeah, yes and no. Obviously, the responsibility was a heavier burden than in normal times, because you're responsible for the safety of your community. And I've got over 400 plus students in my community and their families and staff as well. And I think during those times, your communication has to be crystal clear, and you have to have absolute clarity around expectations. So I'm constantly, I call myself the COVID police, actually, constantly making sure that the kids are doing the right thing and the staff are social distancing as well.
Yeah, certainly a good idea. And I think, you know, many schools should be trying to enforce that situation, particularly with, you know, some of the cases we're still having here in New South Wales. And also, you know, we don't want to be like Victoria, who's in lockdown right now with the situation over there. Well, at 26 minutes past 8 here on Alive 90.5, we're talking to the Foundation Principal, Santa Sophia Catholic College, Mark DeFries. And Mark, are you still accepting enrolments to the school? Obviously, you know, the P2P idea that we spoke about last time you were on. Has anything been affected by COVID?
Well, in terms of enrolments, We actually full. Can you believe it, Adam? In year seven and wow. kindergarten, we've got waiting list. We're still accepting enrolments in eight, nine, and 10. Right. Years eight, nine, and 10. And in years one and two. So at the moment, as you know, I'll just repeat it, Chair, because I'm not too sure if your audience is aware. At the moment, we're on a temporary site.
Yeah.
And we're on a split campus. So I've got a primary school campus at Our Lady of the Angels in Kellyville. And we've got kindergarten in year one. And I'm on my secondary campus is at Schofields on Hambledon Road there. And we've got 7 to 9. So next year we'll have 7 to 10 on the campus at Schofields. And at Our Lady of the Angels campus, you'll have kindergarten to year two. So we're 4 for kindergarten and 4 for year 7, but the other years we're accepting enrolments.
Right, and I was going to touch on current campus before I let you go, Mark. And obviously, how did it go for the primary school kids, obviously, you know, during this unprecedented situation?
Yeah, look, our primary, I think what we changed our strategy midway through. We started with sending home packs for the kids to do during the COVID period, and obviously it was difficult for that to occur because particularly the kindergarten kids couldn't do the information packs themselves and needed the support of parents, and parents themselves had work to do as well. Mm. And then we moved to a digital approach, and that worked a lot better. We use an app called Seesaw to deliver the content information. And that worked a lot better, and we're actually currently using it continuously at the moment. So a lot has come out of COVID, a lot of good practices, which we're now sustaining into our current practices.
Yes, and I also feel it's opened up new path of possibilities for many students.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
No doubt about that. Well, Mark, we appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on the Brekkie Show and letting us know what's happening, and hopefully next year you can provide us with another update on what's going on as we get closer to the school being built over in Box Hill.
Thank you, Adam, and thanks to your audience.
Not a problem at all.